Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez the Shay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the ladies? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle, you can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you ever had, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, let go.
Welcome, 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 people. Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday. Today, you are checking out the LLBP Radio Show. I am your hostess with the mostest. I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss J, the Diva, Best Believer. And my bell. I forgot my bell. It ain't all 12 if I ain't got my bell. 2 and 2. Hold on. Right, well, it's coming. It's coming. But I want to first thank my engineer for coming out today. We are at the round table at 42nd and Evanston, at the corner of 42nd and Evanston, right at the fairground in the middle of the city. So come through and check us out. Again, that's 42nd and Evanston, the round table. Come by and check us out. We're here on Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. But today, we kind of got guests coming over here. Excuse me, guests, could you come in? We want to interview. We want to talk to the man of the hour, the man with the plan, the man that had a plan. We gonna let him speak to us and see how he what, and then we gonna have a little chop it up session for the night. But right now, we gonna aim our camera that way and check out my guy. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Facebook?
All right. Let them all know who I just brought to the show.
I'm the owner of the round table. Me and my fiance. It's a nice vibe here. We can have a nice time, celebrate, and it's peaceful.
It is a nice spot, folks. It is a nice spot. Let them know your location. Where's your location at?
4209 Evanston. 4209 Evanston, behind the fairground.
Okay. Do you have any, like, a number they can call to find out, like, say, do you allow people to rent it out, your space out?
Yes, ma'am.
So is there a business number you have?
It's a number, but I got to get my phone on my card so I can get it for you.
Know your own number.
I don't know about what. New technology.
Hey, technology got everybody fucked up, though. I ain't even going to cry. It got everybody. I can't even remember my kids' number. Oops.
Right.
Don't judge me twice for me, but I push the first three numbers and they number just pop up. So why I got to remember all the numbers? I got other things. I got more passcodes than I do phone numbers, you know what I mean, to remember. Bank cards. Y'all see me 15 minutes trying to put in a code to get into the show. I can't even remember my phone number, social security number. I got too many kids and issues. But what made you, let's talk to you about the round table. What made you want to buy a club?
I didn't want to buy one.
But what led you here?
It was up for sale.
And you just like roll past and like, you know what, fuck it, I'm in.
I seen the opportunity.
You saw opportunity.
I want to be like the man who owned the Ritz.
You know what?
Or the hole in the wall.
The thing about, you know, because everybody like, dude, you know, people are, he's a lucky dude. You know what I mean? He just say, I'm riding past the club and I want it. Everybody ain't, hey, you feel me? It's a lot of rides past here every day. But the thing with luck is not luck, it's when opportunity and preparedness come together. You had to have a loop to be able to get in here. And a lot of people think you can just start business and people just going to throw money at you. It's not that simple. And buying a business ain't that simple. So can you kind of tell us about you? You ain't telling nobody your name. You don't want to give your government name. We'll accept.
My name, Vic. And
tell us about Mitch. Mitch, where are you from? What, you from Indianapolis?
I'm from Indianapolis.
What side of town?
The brother talks to me, Harry.
Bless that west, bless that west. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I'm sorry. But I love the west side. So, you know, you started out over there. How did you start from Butler Tarkington to ending up at a club?
I mean, you know, owning the club or owning the bar or a car wash, that's legendary. That's something you can pass to your kids.
True that. True that. Message. Yeah, quit trying to pass down Jordans and cars and stuff and try passing down a business that you can move something with. So, with life, I mean, how did life, where did you go from school to here, or was the road easy to get from the neighborhood to buying a business? Because there, like I said, everybody ain't got a lot of loot. So how did you get from the neighborhood? Because that's my neighborhood. And it's a lot of people that are downtrodden even over there. It's a nice neighborhood. But there's a lot of people that can't choose the right path. Did you choose the right path? Or did you, because like me, no, I ain't choose the right damn path. I didn't. You know what I mean? But I went through a lot of changes before I got to where I am today. Did you choose the right path? Everybody don't choose the right path.
Nah, I choose the hard knock. Like,
you chose hard knock?
Yeah. It was like the blind leading the blind.
Say that. Say that.
I fell in the ditch and got back up.
Now, that's a redemption story. That is a story of redemption. The thing is not about, did you fall? Everybody falls one time in their life. Everybody do. Nobody's an exception. But it's after you fall. What do you do after you fall that matters? You know what I'm saying? You got back up. Everybody don't get back up. I'm sure being from that neighborhood, you've seen a lot of them that never got back up or don't got the opportunity to get back up. So that's the beautiful thing that, you know, you're able to buy the club. So was it a joint decision, you and your girl? Did she kind of coach you into it? How did that happen? Y'all roll play? Did you decide or y'all decide?
I mean, it's an opportunity. And I had to go for it. I mean, it's better than gambling with your life.
Say that again. I don't got time to play with. Life is too short. Life is too short to be playing with. For real, for real. So, tell me about the club. The club, like, what kind of drink specials do you have in here? This is a new spot, new place in the city, but it's a cool spot. It's not what I thought it would be. I thought it would be hood, and it's not. So, to all my people in the city, and I mean it's right at the fairgrounds in the middle of the city, but do you have, like, what kind of food do you serve? Do you have food? What do you drink? Do you have anything going on during the week? What would make them want to come here? Tell my people why they would want to come here.
Well, it's peaceful. It's safe. I got top notch security.
That's important. That's important.
Good vibe. We got a variety of drink specials.
Okay.
And we got food specials. Why not come here? We're in the middle of the city. You can meet us at the round table.
Ha! Where everything cracks.
And your mom, I say your mom.
Not your mama. Your mama. Your mama.
Well, she was doing to your daddy anyway. She was bagging her taxes somewhere. Pick a deli. Getting VIP.
Not the VIP.
I got a red bottle special upstairs.
Oh.
Ladies, bag your man and take you up there and have a nice time.
Oh, wait a minute. So you got a special spot upstairs.
Red bottle special.
Let's elaborate on the red. You done kind of, I see the downstairs. You got multiple screens, TVs, security cameras, and drinks and food. But the pool table wasn't even in the back. But didn't nobody tell me about the red bottom room? I see him, but didn't nobody say nothing about the boom room.
I'm sorry, I said the red bottom special. It's the red bottom lounge.
Oh, the red bottom lounge.
Everything red.
Everything red, lady. Hot thing. So, what is the criteria? What do a woman or a man got to do to be able to make it up in stairs? So, everybody ain't able to go up. Can anybody go up there?
No, sir.
What you got to do to be able to go up in stairs?
Well, the gentlemen, they got to walk out. They talk. They all talking about what they going to do for a woman.
Oh. Look at that.
They go upstairs to the VIP. And come down and celebrate when you want to, or you can get the liquor brought to you upstairs.
Wow. That's good. Oh, bottle service is upstairs.
We work for you.
Y'all got bottle service?
Man, it depends on.
Is the bottle right?
Yeah, if the money's right. You're number one work.
Oh, you going to be bottle service?
Matter of fact, I'm Mr. All Purpose. Now
you say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and be all this.
My girl taught me how to
cook. Oh, that's cool.
That's what's up.
The cook taught me how to cook.
Okay.
And this people just helped me out along the way, taught me how to clean up.
Okay.
I taught myself how to be the security for my own people.
I know, that's right. Yeah. Hold it down. Like Bo Flash, hold it down. Real life. That is nice. So we got the boom boom room. The red room. He go down right in the red room, ladies and gentlemen. Go get you some.
Security be up there.
Drink. I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah.
We not holding no spot stages up there. There ain't no twerking up there. Ain't no girls up there with no Stripper heels on or not, and you got to bring your own woman to the spot, right? Let them know. There ain't no strippers up there. Unless they pay for it.
I'm going to say one thing.
Say two if you like.
Shout out to my baby.
Oh,
she helped me make this metal fast.
Say her name.
Hey.
Who?
Nikki Stevens.
Nikki Stevens. Shout out to Nikki Stevens. For helping him make his dream come true late. I want to stress the fact that he said he wanted to give a shout out to his girl.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's 100.
That is.
Because a lot of times we don't support our men, and a lot of times our men don't shout us out when they make it. They forgot who was there for them. So I think that's a beautiful thing that you took time out to shout her out, you know, let me go on and let her know. Good looking, good, you know, much love. That's appreciation all day.
Well, like Neo.
Oh, shoot.
What's
that
song? You make me better.
But that's real life, though. If your woman makes you a better person, even if they fuss you out, all to fuss you out because they love you. She done let you do whatever you want to do and be all that dumb shit she don't care about. So, she ain't here. Is that her back there banging? Like, you can bring her out here if you'd like to let her come out, and she may have something to say as well. Now, if she won't come out, she's more than welcome. Have a girl session with us in a minute. But is there anything that you would like to... Is there anybody that you would like to shout out or anything? Matter of fact, do you have a Facebook page where they can reach you, any promotional, anything?
Facebook, Instagram, website.
Let them know what the name is.
Round Table 00.
And that's on Facebook?
And Instagram.
Okay, so on the Round Table on Facebook, there it goes. The Round Table, people, go like the page. And not only don't go like the page.
Step in here.
Come on in and like and find out. You might mess around and like the club as well. I know I do.
Baby, you got me scared. You know, I'm scared of the light.
Yeah.
I did this for you, though.
That is sweet. That is so sweet.
Now I'm be snapping. That's where I go. Like the lady.
You got to. Cause it's
doing videos.
Well, now you can do videos in here. You know what I mean? But, like I said, is there any, if somebody want to rent a club for a park or an event?
350.
He's like, look here, out the gate, 350. He do have, if you'd like to rent the place out as well, he
get
will.
The rent bottom lounge. You can bring anything up there. This talks with me. I'm not anything, but...
Anything? You know, you can't say anything to certain people because they'll take that to a whole nother whatever. Okay.
Take it to a man.
I promise. Take it to the head. All kind of stuff be popping off up there. You don't want that. You don't want that player. You don't
want that. Oh. Let me say this before I go. Shout out to my boy, Shannon. Shout out to my cook. Shout out to my security guard and my people. Yeah. First but last, shout out to my daughter.
What's your daughter's name? Let's say hi to your daughter.
It's my girlie, me. What's up, London?
Okay.
We on TV now. Facebook.
You saw it, man. Okay. So, people, again, we right here at the Round Table, 4209 Evans. Again, it's 4209 Evans. We're Nick holding it down. Cool little spot. They got pool table, food, drink special. You're able to rent the place out. They even got the red room lounge upstairs for the idiots.
Red bottom.
Red bottom lounge upstairs, but that's exclusive.
You can bring your red bottom. You can chill in the red bottom lounge. It's all bloody. Oop. With your bloody shoes.
Not the bloody shoes. You got blood shoes. That's what's up. And while you're up, before you go, I need to order some wings. I'm going to say that on the camera. I'm going to go order for me and order the food. Y'all going to get to see what my food looks like. I was trying to steal some of my other guests. Courtney, my hairdresser, y'all know her. Courtney Carson at 72840 High School Road. Come get you some clips and dips and whatnot. Some lashes and flashes. She got all of that bundle of joy that she will install. Come check her out. Y'all already know. But I need some food. So, I'm going to put in the order wings.
I got you. Make it work, please.
Look, y'all get ready to see. Courtney over here had some cheese fries. For all you vegans. For all my vegans. yeah, they cheese fries at the bar. They got chips and salsa. They got turkey burgers. They got wings, and it was some of the chicken tenders or something.
Yeah. And then I got a special drink that you can't even look up on the internet.
See, I've been asking about the drink special. Thompson, what's your drink special?
My drink that I made, that I found, is called Straight Drop.
Straight Drop?
Yeah, it's Straight Drop.
You going to straight drop somebody after they drink, and they going to fall out drinking it?
Nah, they understand.
Straight drop. Okay, well, I want... Make me a straight drop. You straight drop.
Yeah, I'll buy you a straight
drop. Okay, we go straight drop. I might not make it home. I'm glad I don't live that far. I'm glad it's a straight shot back there to the crib. Right there, 42nd. Or I might not make a straight drop. Y'all, I'm going to let y'all know. What I'm a little nervous.
Straight drop.
Yeah, then I'm not a drinker.
Ooh. Straight drop.
Ooh. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we going to find out what the straight drop is. I might go here on my chest today.
Can't find it nowhere else.
Well, we're going to find out in a minute. But you make sure, once again, let them know where, tell them again, once again, where the name of the club is.
The Round Type. Meet me in the middle of the city at the Round Type. 4209 Evans. Come have a nice time. A nice time. And be safe going on.
Let me stop. Oh, they have the DJ. DJ nice. DJ's nice if you're in the sports. He keeps the sports on the screen. He got a couple big screens in here. Little flat daddy. Come on in and check him out. But I'm about to dismiss him from my table because I want him to make my straight drop.
It's coming up.
And we're about to bring in some more folks. I'm glad. Thank you for sitting here with us. I know to hold up too much time. All right, you come on.
I ain't going up
there. Oh, what? Y'all.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
The pretty girl come up here.
She did. And then we surround her. Ladies and gentlemen, I brought extra guests, some of my friends with me. I brought some of my girls with me. Sharonda to my right and Courtney to my left. Courtney's,
How y'all doing out there?
Yay! I got pretty. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm over here. I want to just have a little girl talk conversation, guy talk, good talk. Let us just
talk. A round table, girl.
The round, look, the square round thing.
Okay.
I don't know how you have a square round table, but I do. That's up to my 4 points.
Uh-oh.
My dysfunctional. Y'all know how we went. But we were sitting here talking about
a lot of things.
A lot of things. You know, I hear a lot. There's a lot of conversation going on because spring coming. You know what I mean? And so a lot of people are like, well, the gyms are filling up. People are starting to college. I'm about to put on my waist trainer. I'm about to do this. I'm about to do. Everybody's about to do something. Am I wrong about this shit?
No, because you're grown. You do you, and you will be your own way.
But I don't, you know, people are always, it's like folks are unhappy with themselves.
Yeah. I see a lot of that.
I don't understand. I guess when he's younger,
yeah,
it's okay to keep wanting to morph and change to be something else, do this, do that.
But
when you get a certain age, I don't know. I'm not quite at how you the fuck. Excuse me, y'all.
Is it a rough song? I don't give a.
I got a song that, yeah, I don't care that deeply because or it's trivial or something to me. But every year about this time, every year about this time, folks, I'm hitting the gym, I'm about to do this, I'm about to get ready for the summer. Then you get ready all year round for all year round. Yeah. And quiet as kept, he's sitting next to somebody who says on Thursday. Okay, me and you left out.
I thought about all of that.
Procrastination. I'm about to lose weight. I'm about to do this and I'm about to do that.
We just need to go ahead and do it.
And you're talking about put the action behind that.
We just need to go ahead and do it and quit talking about it.
But either you go talk about it
or leave it be. Well, I can tell you one thing. I am going to be signing up for Total Life Change. I probably should talk about it because I still get educated on it. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Total Life Changes, they have vitamins, the resolution stuff, and help lose weight. And I probably should talk about it. Well, I'm going to be selling those products here, too.
Okay.
Because I want people to such as myself, to look good, to feel good.
Absolutely.
And to be good.
To be good. And that's important.
You know.
That's important.
And I know there's a lot of products out here, but I think a lot of people have heard of Total Life Change. So far, people are getting some real good stuff. But
what are Total Life Change? Makeup or is it workout?
It's
like cleansing. What
it is detox.
Okay.
Detox. They got a vitamin called Nutriverse, and I mean, if you lack energy, you will get so much energy with this because I take it now, and I should have brought it with me, but I
probably would take it to be a road runner. I'm nervous about how good stuff like that.
It's actually doing something for me because my metabolism was low and I was, you know, playing around and stuff. You take that, you don't have no choice but what the things you have done in a year, you get it done.
But is there other natural products?
Hey, audience, I need to educate myself a little bit more. I'll talk about it a little bit. I'll get back with you because I've been asking all the questions.
When you get that product,
yeah.
I would love for you to come in here and talk about it.
Yeah, because I need to be confident with it. It's something that I'm looking into, and I don't know enough about it to really talk about it itself. So, but I can tell you one thing, that it does sell itself.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of our audience out there has heard of Total Life Change, but I should be able to answer that question just like that, and I can't yet. So, give me a little bit of time to kind of talk to my mentor about it.
Okay.
And I went to a meet a couple weeks ago, and I was at a lot of ladies that weighed like 300 pounds down to 150 was good. Toned up, everything, sexy back. I'm talking about back
yourself.
And I had a I want to get back to that. So I'm working on that. Maybe a little bit of comedy. I don't know yet. Little Birdie, because it's pretty late next to me, told me to kind of take some notes first. Sometimes we want to just rush out there and go with it. And I need to kind of take a deep breath. I think I'm putting the switch on top of myself. If I'm talking too much, it's not doing stuff right. Oh, okay. Let me know. Go ahead and give yourself something. This is new for me.
It's cute.
Okay, yes. So I came out last week for Asia Brown Lifestyle Night Party. Love her to death. She's a comedian. She's funny. I just felt like I'm on the break.
I know this sounds like I'm changing the subject, but when I was talking to him,
yeah.
And I was talking about voters at the club, and it was
right
there, and boom. But that's exactly what I was referring to when I spoke to him. I was like, it ain't just about being here. Can I try fire?
But for you,
I was freaking that. I have somebody on here to ask what day is karaoke night.
Uh-oh. Oh,
yes.
Friday night.
Nice.
Friday night, baby.
But
I ain't got no t-shirt. Your own t-shirt.
Say that word again. The who you like? The choice. All the choice. girlfriend that I'm with because I probably have low self-esteem. I didn't have any standards. I'm 38 years old, and I was after going that route before. I know what I'm worth. We have to understand and know our worth and to know what we will accept with, accept what we want. And we all deserve to have somebody that makes us happy.
Amen.
No more up boys, no more up girls around me. Because it ain't just women. It's both.
Absolutely.
It is. It really is.
I feel like it does go both ways when it comes to relationships with who your partner is.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm very young, but
yeah.
I was in situations that I've watched a lot of situations. So because I watched a lot of situations, I have a lot of older stuff to always watch the older crowd.
Yeah.
So I got to see things before I even had to either do it or decide not to do it before it gets attached.
That's a good thing.
But I feel like you are who you attract. So you are who you attract. Energy is real, folks.
It is. It is real.
And rather you are the positive person and they the negative person, or you positive and they positive, or you negative and they negative. You are who you attract.
Yeah.
I go by my life day by day, living in a life of positivity. Because I want to attract more abundance and positivity in my life. And there's people who live on a negative way every day and wonder why negativity keeps coming their way. And there's women and men out here who have very low self-respect, who are very negative or really just don't know, and they wonder why relationships don't work out for them.
Right.
There's a lot of men and women out here who are looking for relationships to just take advantage of the other person, or they really don't know what they want out of it.
Right.
And it's not going to help you in the long run at all.
Right.
Don't take advantage of people. You need to appreciate what you have around you and be careful of who you have around you, because they are or they will drain your energy if they're not good for you. And if you know that your significant other or whoever you're talking to is not good for you, you see them signs, pay attention to them signs. When they have them signs, get out of it when you can, because once you can see it and you're so stuck on stupid, what you going to do? Because your parents and your friends are only going to be able to do so much. And be careful for your friends. The last time they want you to buy.
And throw it in your face because they know all your business.
Be careful for your friends because a lot of times they want you to fall.
That's the word.
Or the hate on the low.
Exactly. And there's a lot of times because you're doing better than them.
Right.
So they wait for you to fall.
I hope you don't call them and she done ran into a problem or something.
So.
What kind of friend is that? That's not a friend.
Yeah. Well, you are who you attract. If you out here being a hoe, you're going to get niggas who. If you out here, you know, being classy. You're gonna attract men who like classy women. You wear your natural hair, you're gonna attract men who like the natural look. If you wanna wear your weave, you're gonna attract men who like the weave look.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So
you are who you attract.
You are who you attract.
We don't have it saying a lot though.
From how old are you, Sarah?
22.
And I'm 38. Very wise. For your age, I got stories, honey, and I wish I could go back to being 22. I was doing a lot of stuff over again, but again, it's the choices that I've made. I can't blame it on nobody else, but and now that I'm older, I'm pushing 40. I'm not gonna make those bad choices anymore. I got four sons. I got men that watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what am I teaching them?
Exactly. And that's another thing. As parents, you want to do, of course everyone is a person.
Right.
I grew up with a single mom, and she had me at 16.
That's up to her.
And she moved down here very young, and she's been on her grind.
Yeah.
And I appreciate her so much. She's married the butt hands a little bit, but now she's my best friend, literally. I will go tip for tap for her.
That's good.
But, like, as parents, you also have to represent your kids well. Like, you can't, especially the mothers and the fathers, really. You have to represent yourself well for your kids to know how they should act in public, what they should accept and what they shouldn't accept, you know?
It's so home.
Yeah, your kids can't be around their parents fighting, or even if it's not their parents, though. The mother's boyfriend or the father's girlfriend, as the man beating a woman, you don't want your kids to see that.
No.
What you gotta do is do it in public. But like I said, you are who you attract, so try not to do that anyway.
Right.
You know, your kids are watching everything.
They are.
And your kids will become you if you do that in front of them.
The good, bad, and the
ugly. Exactly. Not all kids will follow your footsteps, but a lot of times they will. Exactly. You have to have that one child that just God bless them, I think. And just watch people's mistakes. I was very wise.
Good. Keep you that way.
I was very wise growing up, so I sat back. I observed situations and things like that. I was very young, and the older crowd would come to me for advice. I'm like 34 years old, and the older crowd would come I have a lot of older cousins, generations of cousins, and every time we had a huge party every weekend, my grandmother and all the older adults, they let me sit at the table while the kids in the room.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of grew up knowing how to present myself.
That's good. How to be a lady, how to be classy, and not go on who you attract.
Yeah,
they spoke a lot of you all to you. But I want to spin on that one for a minute.
Yeah.
From a two penny, and I went, wait. So it's not just, like, as a female, it's not just the guy. You know, if I dress slutty, I'm going to get somebody trick me slutty. You know, if you go and all your Facebook pics is YouTube now and forked up, don't get mad if you get booty calls and dick pics in your damn inbox. You know what I mean? You carry yourself like a lady. You get treated like a lady.
Yeah.
And when it comes to women amongst each other, the same rule applies. You carry yourself like a lady, and they'll address you as such.
Yeah.
If you want to be treated like a woman, then carry yourself like a woman. When you're amongst ladies, speak like a lady. Don't act like a thug. Don't act like you know, something you're not.
Oh.
Because if you want to attract thug people, then be that. Okay?
Right.
I'm not to judge you on who you want to be.
Right.
However, and don't be mad if you dress like a slut and somebody say, hey, ho, hey, bitch, come here. And you come, that's a problem. If you ask to do a shame on you, right now,
you don't even need to blink.
No.
Because I sure don't.
I
don't even refer myself as a bitch.
No.
Growing up as a teenager, and my friends were, bitch, this is no
talking to.
I'm not your friend, but would you call them bitch? You're not going to call me that because I'm not that.
Right.
You're not going to call me by my name.
You can have a name, but
you're not going to refer to me as no bitch.
Right.
All your other friends are bitch.
Right. Call me by my name. My name worked for my mama, and my daddy worked hard for that name.
Right.
So, why do you feel like you need to change my name? Unless I tell you otherwise of another name you feel to call me, call me by the name that I told you my name was, my government name.
Right.
Call me that. I want to be that.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of times we want to dress like, even not just the way you carry yourself, but the way you dress for the part you want, not the part you got. A lot of us are out here, I know times it's hard, and you're doing bad and stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. And I don't give a damn who like it, don't like it. Maybe it's this, what's this, straight drop? I do too.
I don't give a damn who don't like you.
I
if you don't got the money to rest for your heart, then go and do better until you can do better.
Say that again.
Do better until you can do better.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Well, I ain't gonna fake it. I'm gonna have on presentable clothes. I fake it. The thing is, somebody might have wore before me, found out it cleaned up, and I'm better now.
Right.
Just like my car outside, somebody might have owned it for me, but I cleaned it up and it's better now. Now it's mine.
Right.
It ain't nobody else wants to find it belongs. But I look good in it. And then when I can afford to do better, I will do that. And matter of fact, I'll take the same clothes and I'll pass it to somebody else so they can do better until they do better. Pay it forward, Matt.
Wow, you keep on going down saying it forward matters.
You have to bless those. In order for you to keep the blessing going, you got to bless somebody. Yeah, it's better than law and land.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe in God, karma, you know what I mean? You get what you give. Out here, you get what you give. You ain't giving nothing, you ain't don't expect nothing. But if you give it, know that whether the Lord bless you, Buddha bless you, Allah bless you, or the blessings come from the earth itself, the fact that you're here tomorrow, you blessed.
Blessed.
You know, and you get to do for another day. You get to have something that a lot of people will give their life for, gave their life up. We would love to be in your shoes. So make sure you pay it forward. But you got to... We gotta do better.
I wanna see women come together more and be successful, not hate on each other, because we all got different talents, so we all can bring something to the table. You know.
I wish our men would do it.
Me too.
I'm so tired of seeing the news. I'm so tired of seeing the news and we killing each other.
And
I get those notifications on Fox 59 on my phone.
Yeah.
Fox 59 is our local station here in Indianapolis, people. I'm not that fond of it, but I get that notification. But every time that what I get nervous.
Yeah.
Because I know somebody got shot. Every time Fox 59 sent a notification, it's nothing good. It ain't somebody got an award, somebody did. Somebody got shot on the east side today.
Right.
Two people got shot on the west side.
Right.
And such and so, a town got molested. This one got this. And you're like, goddamn, dude, is there any good news?
I'm sick of it.
Is there any good going on?
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the violence. I'm sick of it. I wish people could say, you know what, when I come to Indianapolis, I have a good time. We don't deal with any violence. But unfortunately, that's not what happened.
You know, I got we acquired the name, that's kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I do that very reason because we done lost our rabbit ass time.
Right. And it's sad.
It is depressing.
It is.
It is really depressing.
A lot of people are talking about moving away from here. I see that a lot on Facebook, how, you know, I want to move down south or, you know, because, you know, Indianapolis is not the same. I ain't even going anywhere anymore. That's not what I'm supposed to do. That's what they used to have. Like a watch park.
Things that are gone that used to be.
Yeah. Well, 38.
We had 30. Oh, let's start with 38.
Uh-oh.
Everybody in their own city got their own thing where everybody roll out.
Yeah.
And that have 38. From the east side to the west side, bad side to the bad side to the east side. Kill the game. Shut it down.
Go get no more
easy. Okay, now you got these dumb pants out of all the stickle in here, but
okay.
And it's Thursday, kill the noise, and then McDonald's.
Okay,
it used to be 24 hours back.
Oh,
it was open 24 hours at 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody came in and walked. Everybody was packing here. And at 30, that was 4:38. Be sure of them before you got back. It would be so fun just going. We would drive up here and park 3 blocks away and walk back to McDonald's.
Wow.
Really? No, the soul, sickness, and all that other stuff.
Okay. So the fair was so something.
They had one at Douglas Park.
Okay.
They had one at Washington Park.
Washington Park is also one of the Montgomery Park.
They have that after three fall, West Montgomery do their thing. They have at the end of the year, they have different groups, Frank Sinatra, Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
and there's a group somewhere, excuse me, and they you can have a little food court.
What's the food court about? What's the name?
She performed there.
It was like at every party.
Washington Park, they had a little thing going on. The fact they sold that stuff during the summer camp of Black Expo. Then they're exactly.
That's where the pop part. Black Expo, 50 classes. Do we eat a kid and go six more?
Expo has been dropped down to little or nothing, kind of like the Black Shop. The Expo to me is like Lafayette Square.
Oh,
last forever.
It is.
It's on its last piece. And we get on survival. It's on life support.
Wow.
But why is it on life support? People are saying, why is it on life support? The black folks appreciate.
Yeah.
And by his opinion, it was for the black folks.
That's just sad.
You know why?
It's been a long time.
I think a lot of baby kids don't do kids medication. They keep coming up with all these new situations. Your kid got ADHD, ADD, your kid. I feel like your mama didn't have discipline, and that's why the kids, not that they can't get their parents right through, they didn't have nobody tell them, sit your ass down right there, don't move. Don't move. They didn't do that. It was cash. Because mama's so busy hot dogging, that she had King Nicolay, and that's the best to say, God. Some motherfucker where the kids are just practicing the quarantine. They know for dear life. They know how to leave when they hurt. They know all that. Do work. Do their work. But they make it to school. They don't know that they need to. But they know every song on the radio. They know every song on the radio. But cannot tell you that ABC can't write your name. Don't know that.
There's a lot of students at home for
Don't know at all.
I know from experience. As I get more familiar with the show, I might talk about some live experience. But it's only to help some of my phone calls.
A lot of people go through a lot of that.
That's why we talk about it, so that can help somebody else share their story.
Boy, is that pride good over
there? Yes.
I'm talking about other than
this food is fire. That makes me too on top of all that expensive.
Wait, she ate. I'm waiting on mama.
Oh.
Everybody got a butt pain. The food is fire here, people. I don't know.
I'm like the cook. Shout
out to the cook. The food is fire. But, yeah, what I was saying is a lot of times, because she don't, she has to embrace each other. I watched, like I said, I'm from the west side of town, and I noticed West 10th Street, West 38th Street, West 34th Street, West 5th, MLK, all of that, I find it, and no disrespect to my Latino people, they say shit to you. And I know y'all like, what the fuck is he talking about? They got their shit together. They not taking over one house. They taking over one hood at a time. They say Hallville, got it on lock. West 34, got it on lock. Lafayette Shop, got it on lock. East 10th Street, got it on lock. I mean, keep naming neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood, except here's the problem. Down to this, and I know it sounds country, Because Dallas is our neighborhood. That's our shit. Yeah, I said it. Our shit. How come they get to come in our shit to take our shit? Know why? Because we left. They didn't come through with guns enough. They didn't come through stormtrooping. They came bossed up as a thief and bought our shit back. They got to tear our own neighborhoods up. That's why the gentrification comes through. Get the Latinos don't got it. The new, I was going to say the new jack. They taking the old house in a good neighborhood, buying up a little or nothing on taxes, or because they done got tore up by the crappy people still pipes out of them, the weather beating, all that other stuff. Shit fucked up. But they buy shit for little enough. I know if you're staying in your neighborhood, they on your way to the spot. I promise you, boo-boo. I promise you.
Right.
You and the motherfuckers out there working on the houses and working on the buildings. Like, see, why we didn't do it? Because you're stupid. Like,
sometimes, like,
I said stupid, and I know y'all like, oh, this is nice. No, I'm telling the truth. I'm telling what Tyler. Because these been our neighborhood for not just weeks or months or years. They've been hired for decades, for generations. That's our shit. How did you let somebody come take our shit? And then cry about it. You want to cry after the fact. You ain't seen them coming? You didn't see the shit? I mean, you ain't see the shit? Where are both cheese and crackers? You ain't see it. Devil is a lie. This devil is a lie. You saw it. But you know what? You still get to get stuck. Cash. Then, dick. To have our own. Every man for himself, God for us all.
Before you go to the strip on 62nd Street,
Bishop,
stop here first. They got you gonna have to sell it.
Trade drop.
You have to sell it. And so she like,
or house green. Click
with me. Start with it. Straight drop. Hey, straight drop.
Now, he said something about a drink. What was he telling the drink?
Liquid marijuana.
That's liquid marijuana.
That's the house drink.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yes.
There ain't no good. Straight drop.
Straight drop. Y'all, I'm a dad. So I can't keep up with them. I don't know.
Right.
They don't know me because they can't keep up with me.
Right.
You got to be able to, like I said, know your self-worth.
Because
the Joneses might got this, but I have this.
Right.
Y'all might have this, but I got that. It's whatever I got is what I have to work with. And so folks are so worried about saying, oh, this over here got a bar, I'm going to fuck his bar up. I'm going to rob him, I'm going to do this. So find out what he did to acquire his bar. Find out what she did to acquire her own shop or clothing store. Find out what they did to own their own car lot. Don't hate on them. You know what I mean? Get with them so you can get like them.
Join the movement.
He ain't got the bar business sold up. Then you can own another one. There could be two black bars. There could be a there they got a whole, you know, expand. Maybe he could expand if you cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
Expansion, nothing wrong with expansion. They're expanding all over our city. Yes, we ain't part of none of that shit. We should find ask questions anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them shit.
That's true.
Like you said, I rolled past the thought I bought.
Closed mouth don't get fed.
They buying up. You ride through the old neighborhoods, the real big houses.
Mm-hmm.
They buying new shit stuff every day. They ask no questions. They ain't waiting on no phone call, no email. Shit, we want this whole block right here. And they buy the whole motherfucking block. That ain't waiting by the time you figured it out. They own your house, your grandma's house, your nigga's house, the first boy you ever had sex with house, all of this shit. I saw house, five piece house, the motherfucking bootleg on the corner, all of this is gone. All this shit's gone. And you look up and down, you go back. She walking her dog. You ain't never seen no Becky on your street. But now Becky walking her dog and wish a motherfucker would say something to her. Because you know why? She registered with the NRA and she was blasted away.
Mm.
Becky got the law on her side. You don't. The same policeman that protect Becky or protect me won't even pull up at my house. Tell me, we put you on hold. Never show up. Y'all be all right. Y'all kill each other. We want to protect Becky because Becky wants your house.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's deep. Believe that. That's deep. Pay attention. If you don't learn, you'll burn. And if you notice that all the inner city has flipped colors, the inner city belongs to us. We was the donut, the inside of the donut, the salad in the middle of the donut, and the outside was everybody else. If you notice, they're now in my house. But they'll offer you a house out in no man's land. We got a deal for you out there. Don't move further out. Why they buying your shit up in here to work 10 times a month? And by the time you figure it out, girl, I ain't fucking with down there. I moved out north. I moved out here. And then like, you know, I got the black no more space. Ain't no house in here for no more. Ain't no space. Ain't no nothing. They don't even want you. And once they get all out of here, they're going to fix this motherfucker up so pretty. If y'all notice, my creek don't stink no more. I don't think you should think how anybody that is in this city, anytime you roll your Fall Creek, it smells like one big
world. Yeah.
Thank you. Cock-a-dookie pump. Now, cock-a-dookie pump. They moving in. They smell. They now they got a fried fish. They cleaning out Wild Creek.
Yeah.
And they clean, they getting all the swamp out of there, swamp niggas too. And they clean that up, they cleaning up that. And attention and go to sleep on it like I see it. Watch the company you keep. You can't watch the company you keep because a lot of times why you got bad company and you'll fuck up at a job, a relationship, all that shit. They don't even want to deal with you because you deal with this person.
That's so fair.
I want to reach you this weekend to start this account because look who you brought in your car with you. You got baby kids out of the car. I want them here. They not rent mine after not here. Why have you brought, but did you bring some respectable children that have no problem with you? If you and Jacquisha and Lakeisha and Ray Ray ass, so if they don't want y'all ass in here at my job, it's all ass and they have food. But if Miss Jones or Miss Montgomery or whoever shows up at my place, they can't wait to let the, y'all all you five helpers in for free. It's short third time. But if it's the class, you can be trash and get in the club. But you're ready to get class. Because you get one great set away, ladies. I'm just going to tell y'all with the boots off. It's just straight dropped out and fucked up. You get more drinks than a lady than you can be up. I know they're going to fuck your life up. You get more money from a man than a lady than being a hoe. You get a couple points for being a hoe. You get mortgages and cars than a business to. Ability and a bill pay being a woman. Bill.
Company. You can visit me there at 2840 North High School Road. You
can contact me at 317-970-0570. That's pretty much it. I'll be on here again soon. Y'all was asking about me.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Dad for allowing me to be here today. I want to give a shout-out to my four boys, my family, and Magnificent Stephanie for inviting me here to the round table. Y'all need to come check it out. God bless you. Have a good one.
Mayor? All right. First, I want to give a shout-out to the Lord above who makes all things possible.
Amen.
From whom all blessings flow. To my mom and dad, may you both rest in peace. To my dysfunctional family members, my biological family members, blessings for you to tune in. Those who couldn't, I hope you check us out. Blog Talks does record the show, so you can check it out that way. Our Facebook Live, come and see us. Fuck with us the long way, baby, the strong way. Thank you. To my engineer, Samir. Merlo, you know. I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay. For doing helping me on every, I wouldn't say engineering, but everywhere tonight. To Mitch and Nikki for having us in the house at the round table. We appreciate all their love and support. And please, like I said, check them out. 4209. Evanston, right at the corner of 42nd and Evanston. Come and get you a nice drink. Come get you some nice food, meet some nice people, and you might find you a second home. I know I did. So, blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Have a good night. Be safe. And good night.